Looks like baby vomit. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You know, you would think with everything going wrong these days, volunteerism would be down in this country, but it's actually up, way up.
Of course it is. That's the beauty of incompetent government. People know they have to fend for themselves. That was his plan all along. He hatched it with rope.
That was Bush's plan.
Damn right. He's a lot smarter than people give him credit for. Act like an idiot for 8 years, then people step up and volunteer. Brilliant. The Don and Mike
Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Yeah, we are.
Fancy digs you got here.
Thank you very much. Thanks, W.
That was funny.
You're all for funny, aren't you?
Well, how about you, Whoopi?
I'm horny, you're horny. Come on, let's go do it.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
Yeah, sure, boy. It's a Don and Mike Show, boy. Yeah, sure. Boy. It's funny, right?
Sure. Sure. You know, last word here for the moment on this grease man thing that we were kind of talking about.
Yeah.
I don't see why, if the guy's out there, Doug, if you're out there, you know, contact us. I don't think CBS would be pissed if we brought, ideally this would be the best thing maybe for Doug Tracht, would be if we were to offer him a platform where he could maybe come in on our show and take over for a couple of breaks to kind of show people in the markets that we broadcast to, and also those listening on the internet, that there's a guy who's got some talent, who's got some passion for the industry, needs a chance. I mean, really, so many radio stations now being voice tracked, and the talent that's on radio is just ridiculous. We got like 17-year-old boys all pretending that they're Marky Mark. He brings it. He used to bring it. Maybe he could bring it again.
Sure he could.
Sure.
It would be great if we could give him the opportunity.
Love to do that.
Nice. That's all I'm saying. It would be nice to just say, you know, hey, Grease Man, come rap with us for a couple of breaks, then take a couple of breaks over, and let's see if that moves the needle at all for you.
Yeah, and we can do what we were doing before, but we'll be doing it live. We'll be looking at him. I hope, but he has to keep his shirt on.
Yes,
if he comes back in.
No, I would say the opposite, Mike.
Completely nude.
Have the shirt off.
Completely nude.
Anyway, maybe we can work on that. Maybe we can't. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Well, I know that we did not give away $1,000 today,
right?
Or yesterday. I'm sorry, and we've not given away that $1,000 today. So we have $2,000 to give away.
Wow!
Before the end of today's show.
That is serious money.
And Rob has some lame-o guests coming up. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hey, the other thing that Grease Man got in trouble was when he called National Airport for a one-way ticket to the 14th Street Bridge, right?
No, that's
wrong. Disc jockey.
That's the urban legend about Howard, and Howard never really even did that.
Who?
Right, who exactly?
Who he?
Thank you.
Thank you very hard.
Right.
And it's not a lame guess that Rob has. It actually comes, speaking of radio friends, it comes on a recommendation from our buddies Hefe and Dubs.
Yes. Ah.
They're down in the middle of Florida, right? Aren't they like Tampa?
Are they down in Tampa?
How long have you been asking me for a Chinese prophet?
Oh, a prophet.
So yes. Anyway, yeah.
That he will really tell us he will see the future for us.
He is a prophet. He is the second coming, and he has written the third testament, and his name is Yi Chen Butterchrist.
You mean he thinks he's the second coming of Christ?
He knows he is.
That's good stuff.
Yeah. And from what I hear, he has a dynamite accent.
I love that.
He's very fun to talk to.
Yeah, we find out all things come up in future.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I wanted to ask Rob if maybe he'd ever, if he knows if Grease Man has any birthmarks or anything, or maybe even
identifying traits.
Yeah, yeah. Since he knows so much else about
him. I got it, because he knows so much about him. Like if he's got a mark on his penis like Michael Jackson does.
Curves left or
Rob,
right.
Do you have any intimate information on Doug?
There is a small strawberry-colored birthmark on his Bombays. But right, nothing on his fuselage.
You got very, very close to his Bombays.
I did. We bet the Bombays.
Hey. Stop it. Stop it, Rob. Get away. We got to stop. We got to remember, Evel Knievel's dead.
Yes, right, yes, he is. He has passed. He has left us a great daredevil.
We got to think about what he meant.
The greatest
daredevil in the world.
Let's listen to Matthew McConaughey, speaking of shirtless, eulogizing Evel Knievel.
Good. Go figure.
No, that's the...
Oh, hold on, that's Regis.
That's Regis, sure.
Hi, I'm Matthew McConaughey.
Hold on, that's Regis, but here's Matthew McConaughey at Evel Knievel's funeral.
So we're here today to celebrate a man who did live. He lived well. He lived hard. He lived strong. He lived full throttle. He's forever in flight now. And you know what? He doesn't have to come back down. He doesn't have to land.
Wow. Well said.
He's full throttle. That eulogy is everything Matthew McConaughey should deliver.
He's forever in flight now.
Man, so am I. I'm full throttle right now. Let me tell you something about Evel Knievel.
My bongos.
If I'm going to, I've got my little Madras shirt on here that I'm just going to unbutton down to the navel.
That was really not worth our time. Here's Tom Hanks calling somebody from the TV show Extra a pussy.
Is it really that cold for a scarf? Are you just like the big... Is that what's going on here?
Oh, my God.
Wow.
You know what?
So you are going to start cursing just like Julia was doing. She came up here.
That's it. They beeped out Tom Hanks.
Who's the guy that's interviewing him?
Somebody from TMZ, I think.
Is it really that cold for a scarf? Are you just like the big... Is that what's going on here?
Oh, my God.
Wow.
You know what?
So you are going to start cursing just like Julia was doing. She came up here.
What did I say?
You called me the B word.
Means like weakling. I mean, like little.
Listen, these tapes are no good if they're going to beep out Tom Hanks saying pussy, and it's not.
Is that Harvey that he's talking to? Harvey Levin?
It's one of his. The guy from. I'm sorry, I said TMZ, the guy from Extra. It's Extra that beeped out Tom Hanks calling the guy a
pussy. That's no fun because we can't read the lips on radio.
Well, then I've got this one for you, Mike.
All right.
This one I have labeled just news from my best buddy, Mike.
Okay.
Got $50,000, feel like playing one hand of blackjack, come on down. Well, Caesar's Palace has always been the favorite home for high rollers, and we've had a lot of customer demand for higher limits, so we're giving them what they want.
Did you hear that? The new limit now.
What is it?
$50,000 a hand.
That's terrible.
Got $50,000, feel like playing one hand of blackjack, come on.
One hand of blackjack, wow. $50,000, they're now accepting them.
First of all, you got the wrong guy. Yeah, that's terrible. I'll lay that down. $50,000.
That's horrible.
$50,000 on a hand of blackjack. Yeah, I think I'm going to go to Caesar's Palace and put down $50,000.
And now the Regis tape.
All right.
I know every day we got something about Regis, and there's something we can pull like...
Is that a laxative?
Right. He always says some non sequitur.
Right.
That's great.
All day!
Yeah. Not to change the topic, but have you had a colostomy lately?
Colostomy.
Like that. But this is beautiful. The Regis and Kelly show starts today, and she is holding up pictures from the staff party.
The staff party for his show that he did not attend.
Yeah, for the Regis and Kelly staff party.
Sorry that I was, I had a prior commitment.
Now you got it. We'll give you the short version, and then you hear the tape. He doesn't go to the staff party for his own TV show because he has another one of these pissant deals.
Like a hosting deal that they want him to do on the Hallmark Channel?
And he's talking about how the Hallmark Channel is happening. And he's got a show where he's going to be introducing real American heroes.
And that's his new show on the Hallmark Channel, and then he went to dinner with them afterwards.
And that's why he couldn't go to his own staff party.
The Big Boss.
Right.
And he had a picture of the Big Boss kissing him. I guess the big CEO of the Hallmark Channel.
Of the Hallmark Channel.
Anyway. Number 5 channel in cable.
Yeah, by whose counter?
Exactly.
Here he is.
No, last fall I said yes to Henry Schleif over at the Hallmark cable channel, which is doing quite well, incidentally. Mm-hmm. He wanted to have a show with heroes, you know, people who do good things for other people, which we have done with great success on this show.
Yes.
The New York Post.
You host the Post
That's right,
medal,
every year. And I notice CNN is doing it. And look, you can't get enough television with people doing good things for other people. So that's what we're going to do on the Hallmark.
That's terrific.
So it was announced last night. Now, I committed to that. And, of course, I couldn't get to Gelman's situation.
Well, that's great.
Situation.
Wow. Situation.
I couldn't get over to that situation you had. I was at a party, and I'm sorry I was not able to attend your situation.
Uh-huh. He was at a party for the other POS job that he's taken,
right.
The other factory second that he's taken,
right.
Like taking Joan Rivers' leftovers. Mm-hmm. Now some douchebag from the Hallmark Channel calls him up.
Hey, and, Regis, listen, you know, I'm 80 also, and you got to host this thing for me. You really do.
Oh, but gosh, I got my staff potty tonight.
Oh, come on. You can avoid that situation and come over. And listen, afterwards, you know, we're offering you the hosting gig, but you're going to have dinner with some of the executives.
What's the rating on the Hallmark Channel?
I don't know. We're, I think, number 5 in cable. It's doing very well.
Number 5 in cable.
Doing very well, Regis, and we'd like you to come skip that other situation and come over there. You've got Kelly, don't you?
F those effers.
She'll, good, good. We'll see you at our dinner.
Wonderful thing that you're doing. But the situation continued without. Don't worry.
Did Gilman buy that?
She picked up on it, yeah.
No, so anyway, we went there, and there's this young man that I met last night from Holy Family School out in Hicksville, Long Island. Mm. He's in a wheelchair, as you can see. Mm-hmm. Name is Matt. He's a wonderful guy. He's in the 5th grade. Big fan of ours.
Ah.
And so he took out his lottery money.
Oh, no.
Yeah, right. So,
and is it, my first question was, is there a legitimate town called Hicksville, or did he simply say it was out in Hicksville?
And my thought was, as he shows the picture of him...
Was Regis being cruel to the boy in the wheelchair?
I don't think he's that smart.
I don't either. Right.
But I think the picture of the boy in the wheelchair was like his fallback safety.
Yeah, listen, I couldn't make it to your situation.
Here I am. Look, this kid can't use his legs.
I'm doing good here. Huh. I'm
and,
doing good.
Put it in, you know, in an auction. Mm-hmm. And so he got to come to this event last night, and it was nice meeting him, and I had a good time.
That is great.
And he'll come see our show one of these days as well.
One of these days.
One of these days. Yeah, thank you, kid.
A poor bastard's probably a Make-A-Wish kid.
Right.
And they say, well, listen, you can't go to the Regis and Kelly show.
Not during the holidays. We're jammed up with tickets, but sometime maybe in the spring.
But how, listen, Bobby, I know that you have inoperable head cancer, but how would you like to go to meet Regis at the Hallmark Channel?
Listen, I'd love to stick around, but I'm going out to dinner with Mr. Schleibhorn or whoever it is.
Mommy, this man wants to have his picture taken with me.
Quick, give me a photo op. I'm going to show this on the show to justify my skipping of the Gilman situation.
Henry Schleif there kissing up to me as only he can, and and well, he should.
Regis and Henry got a little action last night.
After the show, after the event last night, we all went to dinner at Valbella downtown, which was
nice.
Just packed with people.
Yes.
And that's the part
down
where
at Valbella. You know Valbella.
I'm screaming at the TV, not literally, but I'm going, hold on a second. You're so unpolished that you skip out on the party, for the TV show that you're the star of.
Your party.
And you skip out.
It's the TV show that starts with his name.
You skip out to go to be with a party for some POS TV show. And even after you get done with the publicity, you still could have made it back to make an appearance.
Well, I really thought it was important to go with Mr. Schleib and go to Valhalla or whatever the hell it is.
And have dinner.
Valpolo.
Have dinner.
Valmetto. Valderrama.
Imagine.
Val Kilmer.
Can you imagine if you work on that staff and you were at that party last night? Let's say that you bring your spouse and it's a big deal, right? Hey, guess what? Is Regis going to be there? And Kelly. Everybody.
They're going to be here momentarily. Or do you think that they party hardier when they find out he's not going to be there? Do you think they get really loaded at that point? Because there were a lot of shots of them. She was showing photos of them with booze and all that. But I don't think Regis is like that. I don't think Regis comes in. He's the big taskmaster. He just comes in and he's the celebrity, right? He's probably the celebrity to the staff.
She was busted his balls a lot today about only working 1 hour a day and only working 3 days a week.
4 hours a week. She was giving him a hard time. But he is going to a 3-day work week next year, and it's not. And it sounds to me seriously like he's not doing it because he's going to rest after his bypass operation.
No.
He's doing it and, like, taking every single crumb they're throwing him every day now. Every
what
day.
Is that? There's something on the ABC Family Channel? I'll do it!
Sure, of course. Hallmark, all right, kiss me, Mr. Schleib. Let's go to Ballerina. Let's go to that lovely restaurant.
And you know, he was breaking Gilman's heart.
You had to know of course.
You got to know that hotline was ringing last night. Where are you, Regis?
I'm sensing on that show a little bit of mutiny, a little rebellion, because they seem to love busting his chops about the fact that he's not going to be there on a regular basis, that he's not going to be there. And, you know, the loudest one, when she makes the joke about, you know, you're 1 hour, 4 days a week,
the loudest laughter you hear is coming from Gelman.
Right.
And I would imagine Gelman was probably pissed. You know, you're going off to your other gig, and you're not showing up.
Do you think, now, let's face it, for years, Gelman has been, you know, manipulating Regis.
like a puppet.
In more than one way.
Sure.
Do you think now...
Digitally.
Do you think now he sits down with Kelly Ripa and says, okay, listen, I got to make a deal with the devil with you like I did with Regis.
I don't think there's any doubt that that's probably happening
there
right
now. There is no doubt that his days on this earth are numbered, and I'm telling you, I'm going to put you and your Hispanic husband on TV, and this is going to be a beautiful marriage that's going to last for a long time because you're going to appeal to an entirely different demographic. But what we must do is we must keep it in our pants, Kelly. We cannot give the old man a hard time about taking time off. We cannot point out his age spots or how he forgets what day of the week it is.
This is probably a result of, I mean, really, if you're thinking about it, this is Regis coming to the company and saying, listen, after the bypass, they told me I've got to slow down. So he's got to slow down, and then he comes back on the show after his day off on Monday and says, hey, the Oscars have asked me to host the red carpet show.
Or...
And I'm going up to Niagara Falls with Joy to do our stage show.
Or is it the opposite? Is it ABC saying...
Do you think they're phasing him out?
Hey, you know, Regis, all this stuff you read the tabloids the last couple of years before your heart attack, we were going to phase you out.
Mm-hmm.
How about we save face and you only work 3 days a week?
Mm-hmm. Well, that'll be fine. I'll show them then. And then he has that reaction. I'll show them. I'm going to take every crappy gig in television. I'll be anchoring the local Channel 7 News in New York City.
Don't forget, he also did America's Got Talent.
Right.
And he also, for 1 year...
Did Millionaire.
And he was the host of the Fox Dick Clark show. Not the Dick Clark, but whatever they did on
the
Fox.
New Year's Eve. Right.
1 year he did that.
He probably will be... Is he going to be back for that, or is that exclusively a Seacrest deal
He
now?
Does the Christmas parade at Walt Disney World every year on TV.
The first year he replaced Dick Clark, then they put him, he counter-programmed against Dick and Ryan Seacrest.
Uh-huh.
So I think he'll probably be back on this year.
You know, I'd love to know more. I mean, because he is a fascinating television personality. I'd love to know what's going on behind the scenes. I truly would love to know exactly what's happening with Regis Philbin. Because there's a lot going on, and you're hearing it come to the surface a little bit, especially about the fact that, hey, 3 days a week, and she seems to be mentioning it more than anybody else.
The main thing that's going on is he's an idiot. That's the main thing.
And her, listen, honey, here's my advice. Eat a sandwich!
Oh, yeah.
A little thin.
A little bit.
Oh, she is.
A little Celine Dion-ish.
Mm-hmm. You know, and really, I mean, I know she'll never do it, but boy... You know how you could make that show?
Mommy Boobies.
The hottest thing in the world, really. And
implants.
It doesn't have to be a big deal. I mean, she could get implants the size of lemons.
Get her A's.
Yeah.
Seriously.
If you're going to go through the exercise.
What I'm saying,
well,
though,
she's a tiny woman anyway.
What I'm saying is on her, A's would appear to be B's.
You're probably right.
She is so tiny. She is so...
If they got it, because she's almost concave.
She's concave. That's the word I was going to use as well.
She is. She's
indentations.
Almost...
Indentations.
Wouldn't that be something? And you know, and how about just bringing the listeners, I mean, the viewers along for the ride?
Don't you think that... I know what Kelly Ripa's chest looks like.
Really?
You know when you go to the movie theater and you say, oh, I need one of those trays to carry the drinks?
Oh, the cardboard tray.
You know those cardboard trays? And they have the part down there where you put the glass in?
Right.
When it turns around like a Madonna bra, that's what her boobs look like, except they're pushed around going the other way.
A little inward. Who's the actor that was in Fargo? He played the skinny guy in Fargo.
You mean the guy that's married to the girl from Desperate Housewives?
And he was
William
also,
H. Macy?
No. It was Steve Buscemi.
Steve Buscemi.
That's Kelly Ripa's chest. You could take Kelly. You could take Steve Buscemi.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't looking for William H. Macy. He would be close. No, but you take Steve Buscemi's shirt off and you take Kelly's shirt off, you'd have the same chest.
I'm telling you, without the hair.
Just a little bit of hair you pluck off.
He's probably... got more than she does.
Yeah, probably just a little bit on top there.
Yeah.
But it's really, I tell you, I know it's objectifying women, but man, you're talking about looking at a woman who could use just that little, she'd be great with cleavage.
Look at the clips of the 5 or 6 years she's been on the show.
Mm-hmm.
She's lost so much weight. She's so much into this regimen.
She's totally in the fitness thing.
The arms, I mean, like, she could be hired as an extra in Schindler's List.
Wow.
Seriously, she is
so emaciated.
Goddamn skinny.
She really, really is. And all you have to do is just give her and you're right, I think A's. What would they look like? I mean, that would be seriously like a little hacky sack. like little hacky pretty bag.
Little pretty perky A's with nice soft ruby nipples.
But see, my feeling is if you're going to do the procedure,
nice little pinkies,
you go all the way with it.
Oh, but then she looks like Morgana.
You give her the Pamela Anderson look.
No, you don't make her into a freak show. You just give her
enough. And then she just comes out with the white shirts that she, say. I don't know how Pamela Anderson does it with her fake boobs, the way she has that one white shirt she wears where it's unbuttoned almost to the navel, and it appears that the shirt is glued to her cleavage.
I believe that's how it's done, just like J-Lo with that dress that she wore.
You think it's an adhesive type situation?
They got the backwards tape
double-sided tape.
God, you're cute. Hey, look at you.
And do it before he, retires completely or kicks the bucket. You know, really do it so he can react. Because, I mean, the whole thing is going to be,
all right, well, it's the big reveal. Here she goes. Whoa, look at them.
What if he was
at those.
What if he's like Michael Scott on The Office? Well, then she got her boobs.
Whoa.
Either way, they're phasing out Regis.
But don't bring in any of the other guest hosts if you're phasing out Regis. Bring somebody in.
God bless him. He's holding on. His talons are barely holding on to showbiz. He's on the Hallmark Channel now.
Liking all these jobs that he's getting and blowing off his own people's Christmas party. I mean, it's one thing if it was the ABC Christmas party. But this is the Regis party that I'm sure Gelman did all the decorating for.
I'm sure.
Sure, he worked very hard putting up the Christmas decorations.
And all the games.
Talking about pomposity. Will Smith's movie opens this weekend.
I do want to see it, though.
And my God, is he full of himself.
What we try to do is make a small character movie that's really about just a guy who's like having a really bad situation and then put it in the big blockbuster package. So if it, the type of movie that people will go out and see in big numbers and enjoy, but there's also an artistic performance at the center. So it seems like it's going down that line. So we'll see what happens.
Does it seem like that Big Willie? Are you moving a Big Willie style?
Oh, God. I always forget.
Why don't you talk about how only you and Tom Cruise can relate to each other because you're such huge movie stars, and only you guys can understand each other's personal situation.
And their wives going through the same thing when Jada calls Katie, because they can commiserate about what their husbands do.
And now here's Will Smith about starting his own school.
We started off probably, Jaden is 9 now, so we started homeschooling when he was about 4.
Right.
And, just there, I've traveled around the world. I've been to schools in South Africa and Mozambique, to schools in Israel and around the world. And there are specific ideas that, I just think that are important in the way that we educate. So I just think that our educational system's lagging a little bit behind. So I want to build a prototype.
So now Will Smith,
he's going to start a school system
because he's traveled and he's seen the best schools, and he's Will Smith, goddammit.
Right. And he's going to, let me see if I got this straight. Will Smith will be replacing the public school system in America.
He's going to be making his own schools, Mike.
He's going to be building his own schools.
He'll be the fresh principal.
I'm looking forward to that. I'm glad he understands because really, in most cases, parents just don't understand. I didn't know his kid was homeschooled. I had no idea. Is that the kid that was in...
In the summertime.
Yes. Oh, okay. In the summertime.
Summertime.
Yeah.
And down in Miami.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Going to Miami. And, of course, he also lives in the Wild Wild West.
Wiki Wild Wild. Wiki Wild Wild West.
Oh, Mike, would you stop getting jiggy with
it? I truly... maybe secretly, we love Will Smith's music. Maybe we really do. And I'm going to go see that movie because the movie looks like it's going to be a good movie.
It's a remake of a vampire movie. Am I wrong about that?
I just wish, like Tom Cruise, all those guys, can't somebody counsel the big stars? We know you're big stars. Everybody knows you're big stars. Don't act like big stars. And don't tell us you're a big star. We don't. We already know. He can't help it.
He can't help it, Mike.
I think he can if he gets the right direction.
I'm Big Willie!
He's not going to help himself hanging around Tom Cruise.
Everybody love me! I'm on Good Morning America. This is how he was today. I'm Will Smith! Look at me!
Yep.
Want to take a picture with me? I'll smile with everybody! Yeah. Hi! I'm Will Smith! I'm boundless energy! Let me tell you about my movie. I make blockbusters that everyone can go see. I'm a Smith in my picture. You're crazy, woo!
It's an artistic film within a blockbuster.
That's right.
So that's the best of it. So what he's saying to us, this is read between the lines, Will Smith, and this is the way he's thinking.
I can both do a box office smash, which will keep the money coming in,
and
be nominated for an Oscar at the same time.
Right.
I'm very happy for him.
It's a perfect movie.
Very, very happy. More reason that, you know, between that and Regis hosting the red carpet show on the Oscars, I'm hoping the writer's strike continues.
Forever.
Screw the Oscars and the Golden Globes.
Oh, Regis, come on, Regis, I'm Will.
Hey.
You're talking about my woman, Regis.
You're Big Willie. When are you coming on the show, Big Will Smith? When will you be on the Regis and Kelly show? What day? What day are you planning on coming by? Have you picked a day yet?
A day you're not there, Reeves.
Okay. One of the three. Come on, join me on one of the three that I'll be working.
If it's not me.
Come and join me on the Hallmark Channel.
I'm starting to school.
I can't figure this cell phone out.
How about that? Everybody's clamoring for him to come work.
I can't figure out the buttons.
All right. I know the Chinese guy, the Chinaman, the guy that claims that he is
the prophet.
He is the new man. Mm-hmm. He's the new guy.
The second coming.
We'll talk to him live from Florida when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.